some things are gonna work out. You're gonna try some things, you lose. You're gonna find some things, you're a winner. You got to learn to pick and choose. You got to climb to the mountain top. You got to swim that river wide. You got to cross that ocean deep. You got to reach way down inside. It's what you take.
Welcome back to Positive 3, the podcast that fearlessly explores the dark, heavy, and hard to talk about aspects of life. I'm your host, Jennifer, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, and I'm here to guide you on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Just want to mention, I am not a professional. I am simply a human who is sharing her stories on this roller coaster journey of life with the hopes that my stories will inspire others to be just a bit more kind, a bit more gentle on themselves as they navigate the ups and downs of life. Life can be messy, challenging, and downright difficult at times. But here at Positive 3, I believe that it's in those moments of struggle that we find our true selves. Through honest conversations, introspection, and a sprinkle of humor, we'll navigate the twists and turns of life together. This podcast is for those of you who are tired of surface-level conversations and crave something deeper. We'll dive headfirst into topics like mental health, self-doubt, relationships, and everything in between. No topic is too taboo to be explored, because I believe that by shining a light on the dark and heavy parts of life, we can find the strength to overcome them and also help others find their own strength. But Positive 3 isn't just about dwelling on the negatives. It's about finding the silver linings, the lessons, and the growth that come from facing life's challenges head on. We'll share stories of resilience, triumph, and personal transformation to inspire you on your own journey. Whether you're listening during your morning commute, on a solo walk, or curled up with a cup of tea, Positive 3 is your companion in navigating the complexities of life. Each episode will leave you feeling empowered, motivated, and ready to take on whatever comes your way. So join me here at Positive 3 as we uncover the hidden gems within life's darkest moments. Together, we'll embrace vulnerability, find our true selves, and live our best lives ever. So get ready to hit pause, dive deep, and emerge stronger than ever before. Welcome to Positive 3, where I explore the darkness to discover the extraordinary. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to Fearless Friday. Happy Friday to you all. For those that don't know me, this is Jen, purple and gray haired Nana from Positive 3, coming at you with some words to help us live fearlessly when it comes to being confident. All right, confidence is something that so many of us struggle with, and sometimes it can be scary to try and overcome that. So what we're going to do today is just jump in and look at a few ways that you can begin to not be so scared and live a little bit more fearlessly with your self-confidence. So the first thing I want to talk about is looking at embracing your strengths. Folks, we all have things we're good at. We all have things that we enjoy doing and we do them well. Do more of those things, okay? Because the more of you do these things that you feel good about and that you're good at, you're going to feel better about yourself. People may begin to notice that you're doing these things, may begin to thank you, and that might feel a little odd at first, but that's okay. Embrace that fear. Step outside your comfort zone and just embrace those strengths. Okay, it sounds simple, it sounds silly, but just give it a try. Okay, this might be what you're looking for. So what are your accomplishments? What have you done that you're proud of? Look at those things and feel the feeling of
accomplishment that you had. Feel how your confidence was when you achieved those things, okay? So that's the first thing I want to encourage you all to do on this Fearless Friday is embrace your strengths, okay? We all have them. We do. And then the next thing I want to encourage us to do is to set achievable, realistic goals. I've talked about this before, and it's something that's so crucial because sometimes we'll set goals, we'll set this great big huge goal, and 2 days in, a weekend, whatever it is, the time frame is, we fall off. We fall off the wagon. It happens. Our goal didn't get reached, or something happens and we don't get to reach that goal. That is okay. Don't beat yourself up when that happens, okay? By setting goals, we are making little stepping stones to help us get to those big goals. So if you have a big goal, maybe it means you need to set some smaller goals to help you get to that bigger goal, okay? And again, folks, as you achieve each of those little goals, celebrate it, be proud of it, okay? And don't be afraid to reach out and look for some assistance if you need goals. Like if you want to be a public speaker, for example, maybe reach out to a group in the area that does public speaking that helps you get out of that comfort zone. Toastmasters, I know back in the day, Toastmasters was the be all end all for those that want to learn to talk better. Seek out things like that. It's okay to look for help when you're trying to reach these goals and have more confidence. All right. So the next thing I want to dive into is number three, friends. It is challenging our negative self-talk. All right. Drop a note in the comments, drop a hand, drop a something. If you are someone who falls into that rut of negative self-talk, maybe you set a goal and you didn't reach it. Oh, I'm so stupid. Why did I think I could do that? Me am number one at that. I am working so hard to challenge that habit, that learned pattern of negative self-talk. Okay. Negative self-talk, it gets in our head, and those thoughts, we don't need any more negativity in our heads, especially coming from our own selves. Okay. So when you catch yourself saying something negative, such as, I can't do this, this is too hard, shift your thinking and try saying it in a more powerful, uplifting, positive statement. So for example, instead of saying, I can't do this, how about saying, I'm capable of doing difficult things. I just need to use my thinking skills. I need to think outside what I've normally done. That's okay. All right. You can do that. Practicing affirmations, the mantras I put out every day. Those are a great way to help overcome negative self-talk. Okay. And so as you begin to do this, it's going to be hard at first. It's not going to make sense, but over time, you're going to notice a shift in your mindset. You're going to notice a shift in that negative self-talk, and you're going to catch yourself more, and you're going to overcome that. Okay. The fourth thing I want to talk about is stepping outside our comfort zone. Friends, so often we just sit in a world that is comfortable. We don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to step into something we don't know. That is so limiting. Okay, that's limiting beliefs. It is not being confident. It is allowing life to just float by. But friends, when you take that courage and you take that step to step out of your comfort zone, that's when the magic happens. Okay, again, little steps. It doesn't have to be big. It could be trying a new hobby. It could be going to a new restaurant. It could be something as simple as walking down a different street when you go for a walk. Okay, there's little things that we all have that we label as our comfort zone, and we do the same thing day in and day out. It gets repetitive. We don't feel like we're being challenged, and it's so easy for our confidence to just plummet. All right. So stepping outside your comfort zone, friends, little steps, little baby steps, but every day. And every time you do step out of that comfort zone, what are you going to do? You are going to embrace, you're going to congratulate yourself, and you're going to be proud that you stepped out. Okay. I'm just looking at my notes here. So again, remember, building confidence is something that is not going to happen overnight. We have many, many years of learned behavior, with many years of experience that has kind of squashed our confidence for whatever reason. So it's going to take some time, but by practicing these little steps, you're going to shift your mindset and your confidence is going to come up. And as soon as you have a little boost in your confidence, friends, that is going to bring movement, which is going to bring momentum, which is going to bring you moving mountains in your life. I haven't said that phrase in a long time, and I love it. Movement builds momentum, which brings motivation, which brings you moving mountains. All right. And that mountain might be overcoming that lack of self-confidence that we have. Okay. So friends, as we close out this Fearless Friday, remember, whatever you do, celebrate the good, no matter how big, no matter how small, celebrate. All right. Celebrate those challenging negative self-talks. Celebrate stepping out of your comfort zone, celebrating, embracing what your strengths are. All of these things, my friends, over time are going to help you get the confidence that you deserve and help you live your life a little less from a place of fear and a little more from a place of love and confidence. So if you enjoyed this talk, if you think somebody could use it, please like, please share, please subscribe on YouTube, please follow me wherever you're watching this. And guys, just be that shining beacon of light that somebody might need. And if you can't be that today, then just be the best person you can be and know that tomorrow is a new day. Sending you much peace, love, and kindness on this Friday. Bye, my friends.
As we say goodbye for now, I just want to take this time to thank you for sharing your time with me and taking some time for yourself to hopefully listen to podcasts and gain some insight, and hopefully they're going to help you along this journey that you're living. So until next time, I wish you peace, I wish you kindness, I wish you happiness, and I wish you love. Now, if this podcast has been entertaining, beneficial for yourself, I encourage you to please share it. And if there's other people out there that you think who might benefit from my podcast and its vision, I please encourage you to share it as well. The best way we can do the best in our life is by sharing what we feel is good. So until next time, my friends, take care, be kind, sending lots of love. Bye for now.